and other great violations of the right to life, liberty, and security of persons. By domestic definition, extrajudicial killings apply only to victims belonging to any cause-oriented groups or to those individuals that advocate for similar causes. Hence, any crimes committed outside of this definition are not included and therefore treated as regular crimes and prosecuted accordingly. Since its creation in 2012, the committee has processed 1,089 incidents for validation, while 30 cases are now undergoing trial. The mechanism pursues regular case conferences and trainings for those involved in investigation and prosecution. On issues pertaining to the national mechanism to address trafficking in persons, the government has an interagency committee against trafficking in persons. It now expanded the coverage by including involuntary servitude. As of August 2016, there have been a total of 243 convictions involving 272 persons found guilty of trafficking. Its success earned for the Philippines a Tier 1 ranking by the U.S. State Department, the highest compliance level in June 2016. Continuing with its commitment, the government ratified in 2017 the ASEAN Convention Against Trafficking in Persons, and on the same year, signed the Child Protection Compact Partnership with the United States to advance the country's campaign against trafficking in children. On the continuing effectiveness of the Witness Protection Program, the government's Witness Protection, Security, and Benefit Program continues to be availed of by individuals in accordance with certain requirements, all aimed at ensuring the security and safety of witnesses to crimes. Your Excellencies, all these that I have mentioned are reflective of an effective and functioning criminal justice system in the Philippines that covers law enforcement, prosecution, corrections, legal assistance, and judiciary. The system is accessible to everyone. Thank you, Your Excellencies.